I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf. And man, oh man, what a World Series we just saw, people. Absolutely crazy chaos. Unbelievable Game 7. Unfortunate for Toronto and extremely fortunate for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Wow, what a World Series. That's all I really got to say. I am just absolutely blown away. It was extremely competitive, absolutely incredible. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. What are you thinking?
Hey, I'm thinking the same thing you are, and I'm just hoping that our good friend, the professor, is okay. You know, just we got to do a mental health check with him here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it was like snatched right out from their eyes, man.
Yeah,
pretty crazy, pretty unbelievable. But it was absolutely one of the World Series for the ages. We saw some unbelievable performances, amazing things happening on that diamond for the Dodgers and even for Toronto at times. And obviously they fell short, but incredible stuff. It's week 9 of the NFL too, man. I mean, and college football in full throttle. We'll get to all of it, obviously, people. NBA in action too, so we'll get to all of it. But on the other side, like you had mentioned, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, and we'll get his take on the World Series and maybe even get a little NHL hockey in there this time. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Kobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We are trying to track down our professor, Sports John Polder. I'm not sure if he's on or off this week, Mike, to be honest with you, man. It's been hard to keep up with everything, so I'm not exactly sure. But anyways, let me see what we've got here. Okay, he is out today for sure, so no John Polter. Look, to me, Mike, this was one of the craziest World Series in the sense of this, okay? Do you realize that the home team won one game the whole series, whichever home team you want to talk about? Toronto wins, what, game two? And then they never win another game at home. When you think about the Dodgers, right? They win game three. They lose game four and five. They win one on the road to split the first two, and then they win the last two. So one of the more improbable situations, Mike, when you think about how it all went down and how these teams were able to win on the road so much, and home field basically meant nothing in this World Series when you think about it, right?
Right. Like, you know, when you take a look at what you just explained, it's just crazy when you think about it. But at the same time, I understand home field advantage in football. Like, I get it. Like, and basketball, and even hockey to an extent. But baseball to me I don't know how much I buy into the home field advantage part of it, only because you're dealing with situational type stuff in baseball that the crowd doesn't really have a part in. Like, I've always, and I don't know exactly how to explain it, Andy, but I think you understand what I'm trying to get at here, that baseball, to me, you can be accustomed to your field where all kind of the little nooks and crannies are in the ballpark and all that kind of stuff, and maybe where the crazy hops occur, that kind of thing. But for me, baseball has never really been about home field advantage and getting that. It's always been about, do you have pitching and do you have timely hitting? And just like any other sport, when you're the road team, to me, that's almost, it's almost its own advantage, because granted, you're not sleeping in your own bed, your own routine, but you're singularly focused on one task at hand on the road, and you're around your teammates, and everything is pretty much structured. Your day is structured, all that kind of stuff. So you can, I think you can focus a little bit better on the road than you can at home. But it is still amazing that the way this World Series played out in terms of the road teams dominating and winning on the road was, I mean, I just look at it and just go, wow, does anybody want to give their fans something to cheer about, you know, type of deal? I can't get past just how exciting this World Series was. There's timely hitting on both sides. You know, Vlad Guerrero does his thing. Otani does his thing. Mookie Betts finishes it out last night with an unassisted double play. You know, all that kind of stuff. I'm with you. This is one of the better World Series that I've seen in a little while.
Rojas getting the home run, then making right. the unbelievable Will play Smith. At home plate. Right. You know, it's just crazy stuff. Yeah, Will Smith hitting the solo shot. I mean, the guy's won like 5 years in a row. It's just unreal. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible stuff. And you have to understand that, you know, we have to give credit where credit is due here. And ultimately, yeah. yes, you know, people want to say, and I'm right there with them, that they have the best team that money can buy. But quite frankly, you know what? The results are the results. And if you're going to make the investment that the Dodgers have made in the team, well, you might as well, or you better have this happen, right? And they've done it back to back. You know, you put this guy in the same breath. Now I'm talking Davey Roberts as a Joe Torre, and you know, he's done something that is really, really difficult to do in Major League Baseball, in winning back to back. And then Clayton Kershaw going out in the sunset, right. like you know, this is a storybook finish, right, man? Like, you know, some in certain ways, you know, for Dodger fan, this is the absolute perfect way for this season to end, right? Like, I mean, when you really think about it and you put it in perspective about what's going on here, winning back-to-back, Clayton Kershaw going out in the sunset, Yamamoto winning the MVP and pitching just ungodly. Like, it was just godlike performances, man. Just you can't take that away. And then the fact that with Otani, the way that this guy was just busting him up at, you know, at the plate, they stopped pitching to the guy, you know? I mean, just all these different things that happened because of the greatness of this Dodger baseball team, Mike.
Freddie Freeman, let's not forget him, man. Like, he did some stuff during this World Series as well, and it's I'll tell you what, like, with Clayton Kershaw, like, look, I'm not a Dodger fan. I never pretend that I'm a Dodger fan, and I usually don't like the Dodgers. But I'll tell you what, Andy, there's not a guy on this Dodger team that I can sit there and go, I don't like that guy. You know, like, they're all like good guys, and they play hard. They're in a great situation. Obviously, it helps them with not having a salary cap in baseball, that kind of thing. But you take a look at Mookie Betts. How can you hate Mookie Betts? Freddie Freeman. If you hate Freddie Freeman, then I don't know what kind of human being you are. Otani, can't hate that guy. He's just, I mean, you and I talk about appreciating greatness while greatness is around. I mean, he's the epitome of that. Davey Johnson. Like, I don't, there's not a guy on this team that I can go, God, that's the reason I'm not rooting for the Dodgers. I mean, I was rooting for the Blue Jays, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't bother me that the Dodgers won the World Series and back to back in the way they did it. But when you talk about Clayton Kershaw, however long his career was, what are we talking, 18, 20 years, right? Like he's been with this organization for that long, and his last game, he wins his last game, out the door, retirement. The next stop for Clayton Kershaw is the Hall of Fame. Like that's the next time we're going to be seeing him do some, you know, be in the headlines type of thing. The guy had a great career, you know, and just watching him go out a winner, which you don't get to do. There is what, a handful of athletes that get to do that. The last person that comes to mind is John Elway. You know, win your last game, you retire a champion, man. Like you're forever a champion.
What about Tom Brady? What about Tom Brady, my friend?
Tom Brady, yeah, exactly.
So it's
just a special thing to watch something like that. But go ahead.
I was just gonna say. I mean, I'm kind of right there with you. Look, man. At the end of the day, obviously, I was rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays to get this thing done because the Dodgers. It gets a little boring to see winning like that. But at the same time,
right.
I don't disagree. They seem like a bunch of good dudes, and they got each other's back. They have a lot of fun. So. Kudos to the Dodgers. Kudos to their friends or their fans and everybody involved with that organization. And I feel bad for John Poulter and the Toronto Blue Jay fans, man. It just was that close. Exactly. You were so close and you just missed it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. I think we'll get into college football on the other side, Mike Wilson. So prepare yourself, my friend. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Special alert for consumers.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf. We could get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, I know I told you I wanted to talk college football, but I'm going to switch gears on you because I know you're that versatile, so I know I can just say something to you and then change my mind during the break, because I do want to talk a little NBA, and I'd rather go through the NBA real quickly here and then spend a little bit more time on college football in the next segment. And quite frankly, the beginning of this NBA season has definitely been interesting. The Chicago Bulls are undefeated, and they look really good. OKC is undefeated, and we knew they were really good. San Antonio is undefeated. Only three teams remain undefeated in the association right now, and the biggest shock and surprise of that would be the Chicago Bulls. The Philadelphia 76ers have gotten out of the gates pretty good, too. I know they suffered a loss the other day, but they've gotten out of the gates pretty well. The Milwaukee Bucks have gotten out of the gates as well. They've gotten out of the gates as well pretty well. However, suffered an interesting loss against the Kings on Saturday, where a lot of people were talking about the calls and this and that and the other and saying it was pretty interesting. I did not catch any of the games, so I don't know for myself. San Antonio and Victor Wembanyama looking absolutely fantastic. Portland playing well despite the problems and the issues that are going on there with Chauncey Billups and things like that. So very I don't want to make it, you know, you were thinking about a wellness check for John, but holy cow. I mean, it's rare to see the Boston Celtics in the 9 spot and the Boston Celtics under 500 right now. So I hope you're okay. And I know that you know that this was going to be somewhat of a transition year with losing a bunch of guys. But I would say the beginning of the year has been relatively interesting. What say you?
No, I would say the same thing. And I'm just going to tell you this, Andy. I got the NBA League Pass. Right, you can watch any game anywhere, like all that kind of stuff. Right, so like when my Celtics are not on, and you're exactly right with Boston. Look, this is a transition year. We had to shed salary. Everybody knows the story, and these new guys are trying to assimilate themselves. They'll be just fine, you know, with the season. I don't know if we make the playoffs or not, but you know, we'll see. It just is what it is. We're only 7 games in. The one little shocker is the New York Knicks. You look at the Knicks, and Boston's ahead of the Knicks in the standings, and New York is supposed to be what, a top 2, top 3 team in the East. They're not right now. And so, once again, it's still so damn early to make any really hay of this. The one thing that I will say, though, Victor Wembanyama, I can't even say his last name. I'll just call him Wemby, right, like everybody else does. That guy is just like, I'm winning the MVP this year. What he is doing to what I saw against Dallas when they played Dallas was just insane. What he's doing against the rest of the team that they played, insane. Right now, I would put money on Wemby winning the MVP even though Jokic is going to be right there with it. But, you know, overall, you know, what's going on in Portland? I even talked to a few people back in Portland, and the feeling with the fans in Portland is Chauncey's gone. Like, they're not a big fan of Chauncey Billups and just how he coaches. And, you know, you take away this, the whole gambling thing. They were not happy with Chauncey. They weren't happy with the hire. So having him gone, at least for the fans, at least the ones I'm talking to, they're like, hallelujah. You know, get a fresh voice in here, get somebody else talking to these guys. But what do you think about your Bucks so far, man? Like, I've watched your Milwaukee team on the league pass a couple of times. They look okay. Like, you know, I wouldn't be disappointed with what they're doing at all, but what's your feeling with your hometown team, buddy?
Ryan Rollins. We're having a coming out party for this young man so far this year. And, you know, thanks to KPGA being junior, you know, Kevin Porter Jr. being injured right now, he's had the opportunity to take that starting guard spot, and he's run with it, my friend. And, you know, very impressive game the other night when they played Golden State without Giannis, who was a 40-minute scratch right before the game. And Ryan Rollins really stepped up, man. He was absolutely incredible. I'm not down on Miles Turner. I think it's going to take some time, and I think people have to understand that, you know, he's trying to figure out his way with this Milwaukee Bucks team right now. And that game showed me that you know what, he's very capable. He had 17 points that night. He had a lot of good defensive plays. The one thing that he does struggle with, and it's similar to what Brooke Lopez was struggling with, is when you got a little bit of a smaller guy that you got to defend. Well, they're going right around Miles, man, almost like a pylon. So I think that, you know, his feet need to get a little quicker, or he needs to just kind of anticipate a little bit better maybe what these smaller guys are going to do against him, because he gets stuck out there on an island, and sometimes, you know, it's not pretty what guys are able to do to him. But overall, I have definitely liked what I've seen from the Bucks. You know, Kuzma had a bad postseason last year for the Bucks, and he's had some good defensive nights for Milwaukee. I've been relatively impressed with him. AJ Green can really shoot the ball. You know, I think early on I'm relatively happy and I'm impressed with what the Bucks are doing. But again, there's no time to just kind of be relaxed and say, okay, we got this. No, you got to just keep plugging away, and you have to keep winning games like that. That's what's really important. Right. Keep winning games. And early on in the season, you know, to your point about the Celtics and the Knicks, like, they're off to a bad start. They're behind, you know, they're behind the eight ball right now. That we don't expect to see them staying in the 9 and 10 spot. And I heard you mention you don't know if the Boston Celtics can make the postseason. Look, man, I think when it goes well for your team, you know, we saw them beat Cleveland, and they destroyed Cleveland the other night, and they were hitting a lot of three pointers. I think they won 125-105, if I'm not mistaken. And again, I don't think it's that much different in Boston as far as what Mazzulla and the guys are trying to do. Yes, the pieces are a little bit different, and no Jason Tatum does make a huge difference. We know that, but I think that, like you're saying, give it some time and let's see what happens. I think the team that really is going to struggle this year is the Indiana Pacers, man. Don't have the horses. They made a lot of moves in the offseason with losing guys, and obviously no Halley. This is going to be a tough year for them. Like, I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. It's going to be a tough, tough year. What do you think of the Phoenix Suns? They seem to be very inconsistent. That's what I've seen from the first six games or so from the Phoenix Suns, is that, you know, when they look good, again, they look really good. But when they look lousy, they look really lousy, and they don't look like a very good basketball team. So
no defense.
Yeah, but again, that's the theme in the NBA in general, at least for me. You know, when you look at the scores, very, very high scoring games. The defense, I don't think defense really plays a part until about March. I'm being honest with you, okay? In March, they start trying to figure out, oh, well, you know what? The playoffs are coming up. They're right around the corner. I think we better figure out how to play defense now, and I think guys better start playing a little harder.
Right.
So I think that a lot more effort goes into the offensive side of the ball, at least the first few months of the season, and then I think things will start to slow down, and I think that they'll figure out how to play, that they have to play defense, right? It's not a matter of whether they know how to, because these guys can play defense. It's a matter of just saying, okay, it's time to step up, and we got to stop some people.
Right. And that, and you can say the same thing with rebounding as well. And look,
sure.
I'm going to use my Celtics as an example of that. Okay. No Drew Holiday, no Porzingis, no Luke Kornet, you know, no Al Horford. You know, the issue with Boston all year is going to be their bigs. We lost quality bigs. As well. So, but with that being said, you know, Boston, you know, playing defense, the new guys they have don't necessarily play great defense,
right?
But they know that if they don't, they're not going to see the floor. And
sure.
Mazzulla has told them that. So it's a work in progress in Boston as well as other places, but
yeah.
You know, it's a want for sure.
I got you. All right, the music's playing. Houston, a team that was really, really highly touted, off to a slow start. The Knicks off to a slow start, so things will shape up and things will happen. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We will talk college football on the other side, Mike, so I'm going to keep my promise to you on this one, okay? It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to travel stats, Which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A. Las Vegas, B. Orlando, C. New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. Most impressive team in college football, once again, to me this week, the Indiana Hoosiers. Who is it for you, yep. Mike Wilson?
It's Indiana this week, once again. Like, they're showing why they are the number two team in the country. Granted, they're playing Maryland. Maryland's not a world beater or anything like that. But you play who's on your schedule, right? You got to play who's in front of you. Take it one game at a time, especially in college football and the NFL. And Maryland was the one that was in front of them, and they went full gladiator on them on Saturday, and come up with a huge win, 55-10. And I keep going back to yesterday watching some of these games and just going, there are two teams outside of Ohio State that I wouldn't want a piece of anytime soon. Indiana's one of them, okay? Georgia Tech and Alabama. I would try to avoid those teams unless they're on your schedule like the plague when we get around to the college football playoff. And granted, when you take a look at some of the rankings, the coaches poll and the AP poll, like I pay attention to them, but I'm not like, oh my God, they nailed this or they nailed this kind of pick, that kind of thing. This week, the playoff committee brings out their rankings. And so I'll pay much more closer attention to that because that will tell us who they think right now is in the college football playoff, even though we're still about a month out from that, but that it'll give us a good idea of what this committee is thinking.
Speaking of that, how big of a loss was it for Georgia Tech against NC State? They lost 48-36. Yeah. That was a shocker, a surprise to me, to be honest with you.
Yep.
Georgia Tech has been playing fantastic, so I'm curious what your thoughts are, what that does to them. And then Vanderbilt losing 34-31. However, they really did make a good push to make that an interesting game, right? So I wonder how that affects them. Miami goes down to SMU. How does that affect them? Notre Dame wins. I think they move up a little bit. Texas Tech wins. I think they move up a little bit. Oklahoma wins. Yep. I think they move up a little bit. And that was a tough one for Tennessee, right? Virginia,
right.
They move up a little bit because they were able to beat Cal. Louisville, they beat Virginia Tech. They're going to move up a little bit. Utah. Big win for Utah over Cincinnati, who has been playing Cincinnati has been playing fantastic. So big win for Utah. They move up a little bit. Michigan wins. They'll probably move up, but that game was not really big for the whole situation. Houston, tell me about this, my friend. You know, you come to Tempe, you come to frickin' Tempe, and you break the hearts of ASU and the ASU fan, and then you go home and you stumble really, really badly against a team that before you played them was 2-6, and now they're 3-6 in West Virginia. Houston, that was a terrible loss for you. USC gets a win over Nebraska. So how does it affect those teams? And then Ole Miss, they win. I didn't talk about that, but Ole Miss wins. They're going to move up a little bit. Georgia gets a tough one. I thought Georgia was going to lose that game. I'll be honest with you, man. So the fact that Georgia was able to pull that out, that shows guts. That shows some serious fortitude. So your thoughts on some of those teams and how it's going to affect them.
Look, the Georgia Tech game shocked me because that's a team in North Carolina State that I'm like, Georgia Tech's going to run all over these guys. Like they're going to pile drive these guys. They're going to control the line of scrimmage. They're going to control time of possession. And they did. They let NC State kind of do whatever the hell they wanted to do yesterday, and it. You know, look, they might have been looking down the schedule a little bit to maybe a bigger team on their schedule and overlooked NC State to a degree. And, you know, you got to remember, these are college kids. These are not professionals. That kind of stuff does happen for sure. So Vanderbilt, the Vanderbilt-Texas game, Texas winning did not shock me. It just didn't. I like what Vandy's doing, and I think that coach at Vandy's going to get some looks from LSU, from Florida, from Penn State. Maybe not Penn State. I don't think Penn State wants to go back to Vandy for another coach like they did with Franklin. I still think Texas is a good football team. They're not a great football team. I think Arch is finding his way a little bit. But that was a disappointing loss if you're a Vanderbilt fan, for sure. And they did make a push, but, you know, you listen to Vanderbilt fans and they're going to be like, we shouldn't have even been in that position, you know. So we'll see how this all kind of plays out. Miami, I was like, oh, fraud alert. Look at these fraudsters. Holy smokes. They're losing to SMU, and you're the number 10 ranked team. And you know, there's a bit of a fraudster kind of thing going on there. I think they win the Big 12. I think they get into the college football playoff. That's a team that can put points on the board like they did yesterday. The other game that you were mentioning, massive win for Utah, is really, because you know I like Utah, I like Whittingham, and that just how they do things up in Salt Lake. That was a great win, and like you said, Cincinnati came in playing pretty good ball and ranked 17th. So this obviously brings Cincinnati down. I think this knocks Cincinnati out of having any college football playoff aspirations, and then. You know, you mentioned Houston. I think this, Andy, and you can speak to this as well. This is a loss that was predicated on beating ASU last week. They're feeling themselves. They're probably reading some stuff in the paper, online, on social media a little bit, feeling themselves, and they overlooked their opponent. And you can't overlook your opponent if you're in a Power Four conference. You don't want to overlook an opponent in any situation, but especially in this thing, you're coming home, like you said, you're feeling good. You beat a ranked team on the road. You have all the good feelings. The fans are feeling it, and you just kind of crap the bed. And that's what they did yesterday, and their playoffs. Their playoff aspirations might have gone down with it.
Look, here's what I know. We're going to get a few of the usual suspects. Like, don't get me wrong. Of course, we know that.
Sure.
But I think this year we get a really good shakeup with who is in the playoff. You know, so we can basically ink these teams in, if you ask me, okay? We can ink Ohio State in. We can ink Indiana in. We can ink Texas A&M in. We can ink Alabama. We can ink Georgia. We can ink Oregon. We can ink Ole Miss, okay? And then right. And then after that, look, man, it becomes like Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt, BYU,
right.
Miami, Notre Dame, Texas Tech,
yep.
Tennessee, Virginia. There's going to be a slew of teams that are playing for those last four spots or so, three spots, something like that. But pretty much we can pencil in the Ohio States. We can pencil in the Indianas, Texas A&Ms, Alabamas, Georgia, Oregon. And I would even say Ole Miss with the way that they're playing. After that, I think it becomes very interesting, and it'll start to depend on how many losses you have, right? And could this be the year where we have a three-team loss? A team that loses three times, will they get into this playoff? And I think it's very, very possible, Mike.
No, it is very possible, and you know, this is when college football gets fun, right? The football playoff is right around the corner. You got teams that are now jockeying for position, where they want to be, and all those kind of things. And you know, before we stop talking about college football, my man, I got to give a shout out to your Sun Devils. Okay, they're not making the playoffs. That's not a thing for them necessarily this year, unfortunately. But with no Sam Levitt, you know, having surgery on his foot and the whole thing, and some other starters on defense and offense being out, Jeff Sims yesterday, man, you got, like you say all the time, you got to give credit where credit is due. Jeff Sims stepped up in a huge way on the road at Iowa State in just garbage weather, you know, for most of that game. And did his thing and made plays when he had to. Kenny Dillingham even said, like, look, the interception that he threw, that's not on him, that's on me, for different reasons. But ASU stepped up in a tough situation yesterday, and they came home with a victory. So, you know, I got to give your guys a lot of credit for, you know, next man up kind of mentality, in Ames yesterday.
Look, at the end of the day, you got to be extremely impressed with Kenny D and the job that he's done with ASU. You know, unfortunate situation for Levitt to be out for the rest of the year with the foot injury, and now you have to figure out how to win games. And they still have an opportunity, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, that they can win 10 games. And I think that would be a hell of a goal and a hell of an accomplishment for Kenny D to accomplish that here at ASU. I don't know when the last time that's been done here. So still a lot riding on the season. They're now bowl eligible with that sixth win, right? So now it's about getting a better bowl. Let's get into the best possible bowl that we can, and let's have a really good, strong finish to this season if you're the Arizona State Sun Devils. I think that's what we can expect from this team, and that's what we can expect from Kenny D to impose that upon his guys to go out there and win games.
Oh, absolutely. It would be a massive accomplishment to get to 10 wins. And it'll tell you something about the culture that Kenny D is trying to get. And, you know, it'll take focus off of rumors that Kenny D's going somewhere, which I don't think he is, but the rumors are out there.
Look, man, when you're good, guys want you. So there's no shame in having guys being very interested in Kenny D, but like you're saying, it's up to ASU to keep this guy because he's got it rolling. Speaking of rolling, we got to take a break, man. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and I don't know, man. Just thinking about that World Series one more time, Mike, it was definitely one for the ages, my friend. I mean, I don't know where you put it, but I put it in like my top three of ever watching a World Series. You know, and weird enough, maybe it's got a little to do with both of these teams too. You know, I remember Gibby with the fist pumps, and I remember Joe Carter with the, you know, so like I put it right up there with those. And this was extremely special because we saw so many great performances and the coming out party for Ohtani of what this guy is. So to me, that was just, that was an absolutely incredible World Series that we just witnessed. And, you know, we're lucky to be alive and able to watch that. That was absolutely fantastic, man.
Yeah, excuse me. Absolutely. It totally was. And, you know, you mentioned Joe Carter's home run back in 92. The guy who served up that home run ball, Mitch Williams, Andy, he was my next door neighbor growing up. We him and his family both had farms next to one another. I knew Mitch. He went to my high school. We were friends. Great guy. Like the last, when I saw Will Smith hit that home run last night, I thought of Mitch serving up that ball, the home run ball to Joe Carter, and just how kind of, not devastated, but I felt bad for Mitch because me and my family know him and his family. We just felt bad for him. But, you know, congrats to L.A. There's going to be a party in L.A. in a few days. And look, they're going to bring everybody back more than likely for another run at it.
Hey, why not? They got a good thing going, man. Three in a row would be unreal.
Right.
Hour one is in the books, people. Hour two on the horizon, all about week 9 of the NFL, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Out Woodward in the wake of head coach Brian Kelly's firing and reported $54 million buyout. Landry then made the media rounds on places like ESPN to double down on his demand, as well as speculating about collusion that may be taking place between high-powered sports agents, coaches, and ADs. Woodward then resigned under pressure, doing so after 6 years, where he oversaw 5 national championships in 4 sports. This isn't the first time Landry has invested himself into LSU athletics. He had energy for the school's head women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey over the team not being on the court for the playing of the national anthem. Quite petty, considering the policy on when teams enter the field of play varies wildly among the 1,100 NCAA schools and their individual sports. So while LSU's football job is one that's top tier, it's also a swamp filled with political gators that's seen their last 3 coaches, 2 of whom won national championships, get run off. It's also fair to expect, after paying $71 million for the last 2 coaches to go away, anyone who's not Lane Kiffin is not going to be afforded as sweet of a deal. Is LSU really that much of a better job than Penn State, who also expects to be the national title picture every year? Or a well-funded Oklahoma State with the Big 12 smoother road to the college football playoff? Or even Virginia Tech in the ACC, who has a smoother road and an athletic department recently greenlit to receive an additional $229 million over the next 4 years? Maybe it is, and maybe it's not. No matter where you go, there's going to be politicians who always link themselves to local sports. But in the Bayou, things are just a little more extra. I'm Mike Sempervivi with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and today in this hour, we are on week 9 of the NFL, baby. Hour 2, all about the NFL. So many storylines, so many guys in, so many guys out, and teams already battling and jockeying for playoff position, and one in particular, I think they're going to make a good solid run, and that would be the Baltimore Ravens, who built some momentum last week with Huntley getting the win and Lamar back in action this week, Mike, and guess what? Electricity happened. Dude was fantastic. And the Ravens get a big victory over the Dolphins, my friend. So week 9 is here, brother.
Yeah, look, the big victory over just a trash team in Miami. Yeah. I can still see the Ravens winning the AFC North. Pittsburgh's defense is garbage right now. So I can see that happening.
Yeah, and they got the Colts coming to town, so maybe a tough day for the Steeler defense, yeah. Who, like you said, has had more holes in it than Swiss cheese. I know my stuff about cheese being from that great state of Wisconsin, my friend. So, yeah, troublesome defense so far. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, and We'll get into all the different storylines and things that are going on in the NFL. It's week 9, man, and we're here to cover it. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
All righty, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and you could join us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports, Facebook Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. I'm just going to run through these real quickly just to give everybody the schedule for the day. Bears playing the Bengals, and Joey Flacco will be playing today. So that's good news for the Bengals with that shoulder injury. Vikings playing the Lie-Downs, and I don't expect them to lie down at all. And I'm expecting J.J. McCarthy to be back. I don't know about you, but I think he will be. Panthers have the Packers in Lambeau, and the Packers have been playing a little bit better. You know, I think they still got to figure a few things out, but they've only got one loss, so I can't be overcritical, I guess. But they do have a tie, so hopefully that doesn't come to bite them in the end. Chargers playing the Titans. Falcons have the Patriots. 49ers go to New York to play the Giants. Actually, it's New Jersey, but They are the New York Football Giants. Colts play the Steelers. Broncos at the Texans. Jaguars playing the Raiders. Saints have the Rams. Chiefs and the Bills. That's maybe the sweetheart game of the day for most people. Sunday nighter is the Seahawks and Commanders. And yes, Jaden Daniels will be back out on that field for the Commanders. And then the Monday nighter, which if you have YouTube, you're happy it's the Cardinals because you're going to get to watch it, even though you do no longer have ESPN and Disney and all that stuff because they're having a contract dispute. So the Cardinals will be played on local TV. So that's good for me because I've got YouTube TV, and I believe you do as well. So we'll at least get to watch the Monday nighter, and hopefully they have the contract issues settled here very soon. But a good docket, my friend. Anything catching your eye?
Look, the Steeler-Colt game a little bit for obvious reasons, but really I'm kind of like everybody else with the Bills and the Chiefs, and even that Vikings-Lions game kind of intrigues me a little bit. Division game in Detroit, you know, McCarthy's coming back. I want to see how he looks, that whole thing. But other than the Bills and Chiefs, man, nothing that I'm sitting there going, oh my God, I got to watch that game. I don't know what that says about me, but, you know, it just is what it is.
I think there's one that's a little under the radar, and it's only because the Texans have gotten out of the gate a little bit slow. I think we were expecting a little bit more out of this team, but without Joe Mixon, obviously it's been a real tough task for them on offense. The offensive line has been a little bit in shambles, and we haven't seen the same C.J. Stroud that we have in the past. But I do think they're finding their way a little bit. And quite frankly, my friend, I think that this would be a huge victory for them to be able to beat a Broncos team that's 6-2. It gets them back to 500, right? Like, it just makes you feel a lot better about your situation. So, to me, that's actually a game I'm definitely keeping my eye on because I think the Texans' best football might still be ahead of them. Another one I think is intriguing is the Commanders and the Seahawks. And it's not necessarily because the Commanders are playing great. They're not. They're not playing well at all. But we know that Jaden Daniels has not been on the field enough for them. He's back. The Seahawks are pretty good. Like I look at this as a game where if the Seahawks can go to Landover and they can have a good performance here and they can really, really say to the NFC, you know what, we're here, and we are going to be a threat. I look at this as a pretty important game for the Seahawks, to be honest, and the Commanders, to be honest with you, because, again, they're 3-5. They need to compile some wins, my friend. So, and then, as crazy as it is, I actually think the Cardinal and Cowboy game is relatively important as well. Cowboys can get themselves back to 500 and be in the mix a little bit more as far as the postseason and the playoffs go. So always a bunch of games with huge implications and big ramifications for what could happen. Again, another one. I'm sorry, but this one to me is another one. The Falcons and the Patriots. Like, the Patriots have it going, my friend, right? Like, them and the Bills are on a crash course right now. So if you're the Patriots, you can ill afford a slip-up against a team in the Falcons that you probably are better than. On paper, they are better than that football team. So I think that's another one to me that is a little bit intriguing. Even though, again, here's another one. Like, I can just keep going up and down. Even though the Titans are terrible, the Chargers have shown us that they can be inconsistent, right? So you got it. The Chargers need to go there, and they need to pounce on the Titans. So I think there's a lot of games that are somewhat intriguing. The Packers being a 12.5-point favorite over the Panthers, who are they're 4-4. They're not terrible, man. Like, I think that there's a lot of disrespect in this league, and we're going to see how teams play with that chip on their shoulder, and we're going to see how the favorites, because there's a lot of big favorites this week, man. We're going to see if those big favorites like the Rams, the Packers, we're going to see how they bode. Even the Chargers, they're a 9.5-point favorite. That's almost two scores. Lions. I mean, that's a lot in this league. Yeah, that the Lions, they're another one, a 9.5-point favorite or something like that. Look. I'm just telling you, in the National Football League, man, we can count each week how many games are one-score games. And I'll tell you what, you're going to come up with a lot more than you think you will. So, and then every now and then you have a week like last week where there were a lot of blowouts, too. I think we had one game last week within one score. But that's really rare, Mike, in the NFL. So I just look at some of these lines, and I'm like, wow, either these are going to be extremely competitive games where we're not expecting it, or we're going to have another week where there's going to be a lot of blowouts.
No, I do agree with you, and you know, from you just pointing out some of the games that you're going to pay attention to, you got me to pay attention to them now too. So it's one of those things where I kind of look, you know, week to week you look at stuff, and sometimes things just kind of pound, or they just appear in front of you, and you feel good about the matchups. There's great matchups, and there's other weeks like this week until you spoke, Dorfman, that I was like, okay, there's a couple in here I'll pay attention to, but now, yeah, there's a couple more that I'll flip around my league pass or whatever, the ticket, and watch from time to time. So it's going to be a competitive week. And look, I'm impressed with the Panthers, man. They have been just the doormat of the league for a long time, and they're 4-4. So it's one of those things with the Panthers. You just can't look at them and go, we'll just chalk that up as a win. No, I can see the Panthers making hay the rest of the year and making it tough. They may end up with a winning record, but they're not going to be, you know, 1-15 or 2-14 or, you know, whatever it is at the end of the year like they have been. They've got something going in a positive direction in Charlotte, and that's a great thing to see.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to matter whether it's Andy Dalton or Bryce Young, for crying out loud. I mean, right, I'm just being honest. One more game that I think is very important. The Bears and Cincinnati, man. You know, the Bears have made improvements. That's another team we got to talk a little bit about. They're 4-3. They could be 5-3. You know, and then the other side, the Bengals, they can be closer to 500 and closer to being in the lead of that division. So tons riding each and every week. Every game is important. We got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side, continue talking about week 9 of the NFL. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, I would be Andy Dorf. You could join us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, brother, a couple quick questions for you. We know the matchups, we know the games, and we talked a little bit about some of the big games, and I just got a question for you, man. It's a regular season game, but it's the Chiefs and the Bills. The Chiefs are 5-3, the Bills are 5-2. Who does this game mean more to, in your opinion, Mike Wilson? Is it Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills who are playing at home? Or is it the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the fellas on the road?
I would tend to say probably Kansas City it means a little bit more to. They're in a tougher division than the Bills are, even though, look, the Patriots are, they're playing great, and Drake May is progressing at a rate that a lot of people saw, but it's still probably a little surprising to see it maybe this early in his career. But the Chiefs division between the, you know, them, the Broncos, the Chargers, is a little bit more competitive as to who wins the division, who can get home field advantage for at least a playoff game. So in that respect, I would say that it's the Chiefs. The other side of the coin, you can say Buffalo, because they would want home field advantage against the Chiefs in the playoffs. They'd want home field advantage as much as they can get it in the playoffs. So it means something from that standpoint. But divisionally, I'm going to go with the Chiefs that it means, you know, a little bit more.
See, I'm going to go the other way. Look, I know that the Broncos are 6-2, and they're leading that division. The Chargers and Chiefs are both 5-3, okay? But now I'm going to take a look at the AFC East. Okay. And that's where the New England Patriots are 6-2, and they're sitting atop that division by themselves, over the Buffalo Bills. So let's just put it in perspective. Okay. Let's just say, for instance, just based on what you just said, let's say that the New England Patriots win today because they're playing the Falcons, okay? That would make them 7-2. And then Buffalo loses to Kansas City, making them 5-3. That puts them, if I do my math correct, that they're going to be a full game and a half or two games back of New England, right? Now you go the other way. I think Denver's got a tough game today against the Texans. I really do. I could very easily see the Denver Broncos losing today. I do see the Chargers winning, though, right? They have an easier game. I see the Chargers winning. So the Chargers could be 6-3. Let's just say that the Kansas City Chiefs are 6-3 and the Denver Broncos lose today. We got a three-way tie, right? So I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but the numbers right now would make me say that it's a little bit more important for Buffalo to get this victory because they don't want to fall a couple games behind the New England Patriots. Whereas, to your point, yes, I think it's a competitive as all hell division, but it's extremely tight. And I think that the margin for error for the Kansas City Chiefs right now is a little bit greater than the Buffalo Bills with the New England Patriots right now. And again, we'll see how this all plays out. We'll have to see how it all plays out. And it's good that we're not seeing eye to eye, to be honest with you, because if we're seeing eye to eye and everything, then we have no debate. So that's why I'm saying I think, but I do really believe that there are several important games today that really, really will pay a big part in who winds up being ahead right now and who's a little bit behind right now. So, and again, the other part of it is that's a home game for Buffalo. Like, you're supposed to win your home games, and I don't care who you're playing. When you have home games, you look at it and you're like, okay, we're going to go 6-2. Like you kind of can pencil that in. You know you're going 6-2, but if you can go 7-1 or 8-0 at home, that makes a huge difference, right? I just think there's a lot riding for, and here's another part that's riding. The MVP race, right? Because Patrick Mahomes has put himself way up there. Josh Allen needs a spectacular game to get his name back up there, in my opinion.
Yeah, which is kind of ironic when you look at it. The reigning MVP needs to have a good game so he can stay in the MVP race the following year. Look, who do you, Andy? When you look at the NFL, who are your top five teams?
Oh, good question. Great question. Do you want them in the particular order, or can I just give you my top five?
Just give me your top five. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so realistically, looking at it, okay, I think the Colts right now are a really good football team based on their record, first and foremost. But I just think that they're strong. They're really strong, like, throughout. And they just play everything well, specials, defense, and obviously the offense is clicking like crazy. Look, as
the
bad as
line.
Yeah. But as bad as the Green Bay Packers have been, I got to put them in my top five right now. I mean, look, they only have one loss. As far as it goes, they have one loss. So I put them in the top five. I put the Philadelphia Eagles in the top five, to be honest with you. I would say that I'm going to put the New England Patriots in the top five. And then... It might be a tie between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, to be honest with you. And then I need to find a place to put the Detroit Lions too, because they're an offensive juggernaut. So I think there's about six or seven teams personally that to me have kind of stepped up and separated themselves a little bit from the rest of the pack, Mike.
No, I would agree with your list wholeheartedly, and I think, you know, when you talk about the Lions and them just being just, I agree. Like, they're an offensive juggernaut, and it's starting to look like it doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is there in Detroit. To a certain extent, they're going to put up points. The Colts,
super impressive with what they do. You know, Jonathan Taylor's running the hell out of the ball. Danny Dimes is playing the quarterback position like we haven't seen him play the quarterback position before. They're not exactly asking him to go out and win games. They're saying just don't lose it for us, and it's kind of one of those situations. But that offensive line, man, in Indianapolis is just, they're moving people and they're bullying teams, and that's making, you know, Jonathan Taylor have an MVP caliber type of year right now. I mean, he's, like I said, he's running the hell out of the ball because of that offensive line. I'm with you basically on everything else. Yeah, your Pack deserved to be in there. The Chiefs deserve to be in there, and you can put Buffalo around the fringes of that team, because anytime you got Josh Allen, you're going to have a shot at winning any game that you're in. So when we start really getting into this playoff positioning, it's going to be interesting to see how these teams react and play coming down the stretch.
I got a couple teams for honorable mention, and it's only, and again, they're on the cusp, as far as I'm concerned, of getting in that top tier, and that would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Seattle Seahawks. Yep. And the reason I don't have Tampa Bay in there right now is because they're a little too banged up. You know, they need to get a little bit more healthy. The wide receiver spot for them is very dicey at the moment. So if they can get a little, and then Bucky Irving being out too, that's huge. So you get those pieces back, and I'll tell you what, Tampa Bay, they make a push for that. And then the Seahawks, I just need to see it a little bit more. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe they're a good football team, but I still need to just kind of keep seeing it from them week in and week out. So to me, those are two teams that are extremely close to being in that upper echelon. And you know, I look at it in general, and I just like to see competition. We have that. You know, you have the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills battling that division out. The AFC North is a complete it's anybody's. Like, let's keep it real. Even the Cleveland frickin' Browns, man. Like, they're out of it, but they're not out of it. I hate to say it. Like, they're out of it, but they're not.
Right.
The Colts right now seem to be running away with that. But look out for the Texans. Look out for the Jaguars. They're going to be competitive, and then the AFC West, like we've mentioned, it's competitive as all hell. I think the Eagles have a little bit of an easy run. The Packers, Lions, and maybe the Bears, but probably just the Packers and Lions. And then you've got Tampa Bay, kind of all by themselves, and then the Seahawks and the Rams. The Rams are also a team that might get a little honorable mention. We got to take a break. I hear the music. I don't want to run long. It's the AFN break, so we appreciate you people and everything you do for us. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A. Las Vegas, B. Orlando, C. New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and maybe we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother man. It's time to run through the games today. Bears playing the Bengals. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I literally, as we just came back on the air, my son Zach texts me and he goes, "What? Let me pull it back up." He's talking about the Colts and the Steelers, obviously today, and okay. He goes, "This is his confidence going into this game." He goes, "The most miserable loss of the season is coming in about 20 minutes." So he's not looking forward to this Steeler game at all. In fact, his mental health is already going down for the day because he's anticipating a butt whooping from the Colts today. So I thought I'd just share that with you.
All right. Well, maybe I might have a feeling where your head is at for that game now too. Look, man. Okay, so Bears and Bengals. Okay. And we got Joey Flacco, who's going to play. Bears have Caleb Williams, who has been up and down, but he's been a little bit more up than down this year, so I'll give him credit. And Ben Johnson probably gets a lot of credit for that, right?
Right.
So I'm going to take the Bengals to get it done at home, road or home dog, and they absolutely need this. Like, both teams, they need the game. But I really believe more in the Bengals and Joey Flacco than I do in the Bears in Chicago. Who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take the Bears with a big road win today. I think they get it done. I think Caleb plays really well today. They get the ball to Odunze, and it's going to be a close game. But I think the Bears come out victorious.
Vikings go to D-Town, Ford Field. Very tough place to play, where obviously the Lions are fast on that track and get off to good starts a lot. Jared Goff and the boys. I think it's going to be a little tough for the Vikings today. I just do. I think that they're just lacking a little bit. And I think, you know, you're bringing back JJ McCarthy and you're bringing them back to a pretty tough atmosphere, right? Give me the lie downs, man. And they're not going to lie down at all. So give me the lie downs today. It could get ugly. It could be close for a while. But I do think the Lions are just the better team. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, I got the Lions as well today, too. So the Lions all day.
Panthers at the Packers. Bryce Young back out there on the field. They're 4-4. They're improved. Like we were talking about, we were giving them credit where credit is due, and that Dowdle kid has been unbelievable for them. So kudos to him. The Packers are going to have their hands full with him. They really are. And I look at that number, and I'm sorry, but I just think it's a huge number, and I don't think the Packers are going to cover that line. I do think they're going to win the football game, though. Give me the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau, and they keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, give me Jordan Love and that offense all day long, my man.
Yeah, that offense has really been spectacular when you think about it. They put up 27 at least in every game, except for the Browns game, where the Browns were able to kind of just make them look pretty pedestrian, to be honest with you. But look, 27 points a game, you should win a lot of games, to be honest with you. Chargers play the Titans. Chargers are a big road favorite. They have the better team. Like, it's just the facts, okay? They have the better team. They got the better quarterback. I like the Chargers to win, but I could really see this being a little bit closer than the 9.5, but the Chargers are going to get the win on the road.
Yeah, I got the Chargers. Actually, I have the Chargers blowing them out today. Like, I'm going the opposite way with this in terms of the final score and all that, but I think the Chargers win this going away.
Falcons playing the Patriots. I mean, the Falcons are just so up and down. I mean, last week, what the hell did they try to do, right? Didn't they play Kirk Cousins, and it went really, really bad? I think you're just better off sticking with Michael Penix Jr., to be honest with you. And I think that part of the problem for them is that's looming. You know, you've got Kirk Cousins, you've got Michael Penix Jr., and you got two guys that want to play and they want to be the starter, but ultimately you're just lacking a little bit. I like the Patriots in this football game, and I think Drake May and the guys, they just keep it rolling. However, they're going to have to do it without Stevenson. So I think that, you know, one of their other running backs will definitely have to step up a little bit today, but give me Drake May to make a few more plays and give me the Patriots to win this one at home.
Yeah, I got the Patriots as well. Drake May is just, he's playing well, and he's playing really well. And look, all the credit, well, not all the credit, but you get what I'm saying with this when I'm done talking. Mike Vrabel, he's the adult in the room. They have someone that can build culture, holds guys accountable, and you can see in their record being 6-2, it's paying off. So I got the Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah, Patriots are a good football team, fundamentally sound for sure. 49ers, Giants, another game for their backup, you know, Mac Jones, no Brock Purdy. It's been a crazy, crazy year with Brock Purdy not being able to see the football field very much. And, you know, they're going into a place where the Giants have a great defense. You know, a couple few plays from Jackson Dart, and this thing becomes extremely interesting. And for that reason, and that reason alone, again, I don't think Jackson Dart is all that good. But I don't know how good the 49ers are either. I know they're 5-3. But they got to go across the country. They got this daylight savings thing happening to them. I'm going to pull a shocker here. Give me the Giants to win this one at home, my friend.
Damn it, Dorf. You took my thunder. I'm going with the Giants as well, for the exact same reasons that you just lined up there. So I do think truly that going west to east, especially this time of year, just can screw with a player's readiness type of thing. So I'm going to go with the Giants as well.
Colts and the Steelers, man. This is the game we've been waiting to talk about. We've heard from Zach, and he knows or he thinks that the Colts are going to go in there and make some real problems for the Steelers. And I'm going to tend to agree with him. You know, you mentioned Jonathan Taylor, and you briefly mentioned that he's having an MVP-like season. And truth be told, he might be the front runner right now, to be honest with you. And I know we give a lot of love. We give so much love to quarterbacks in this league. But what Jonathan Taylor is doing this far in this season, it's remarkable, my friend. You know, 143 carries for the 850 yards so far. So he's definitely on his way to very close to 2,000 yards potentially in this season. And I think they just keep riding his coattails a little bit today. And the Steeler defense is absolutely atrocious. I mean, Danny Dimes has so many weapons with Warren and Pittman Jr. and Jonathan Taylor out of the backfield. Like, just a bevy of options, my friend. I think it's a tough day for the Steelers. Give me the Colts on the road. They go to 8-1.
Oh, yeah. No, give me the Colts as well. I think Jonathan Taylor and that offensive line have their way with that Steeler defense. And I'll tell you what, that Warren kid at tight end, like you had mentioned, I mean, is that guy an all-pro, pro bowler already in his rookie year? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's playing of his mind. And so are the Colts, man. I got the Colts today.
All righty. Broncos and the Texans. I think the Texans have shown me something the last couple of weeks. They had one game where they kind of lost, but it was really, really close, and they showed a lot of heart and grit. And then the next week, they wind up winning a really tight, close football game. And that might have been against the 49ers, actually. I like the Texans today at home to beat the Broncos. And, you know, this is going to make it interesting in that division with the Chiefs and the Chargers a little bit. So, I'm going to take C.J. Stroud and the Texans to get a win at home today against this Bronco team that has been playing extremely well. And quite frankly, you know, we can make an argument that they could be undefeated as well, if not for a couple of crazy last-second plays. So they're a very good football team. But I think this Texans defense is absolutely fantastic. And at home, I think C.J. Stroud will make a few plays. Give me the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going to tend to go with the Texans. I know the spread on this game is like a point and a half type of deal. But I'm going to go with the Texans because of that defense and making life rough for Bo Nix.
We didn't talk much about either one of these teams today, Jaguars and Raiders, and probably for a good reason. The Jaguars, ever since that Kansas City win, they've been atrocious, and the Raiders are just atrocious in general. The best thing they got going is Ashton Jeanty, for sure. With that being said, I am going to take the Jags to win this one on the road and to get that fifth win. The Raiders are just—they're just not a good team. I don't like what I'm seeing there. So give me the—and I'm not so sold on the Jaguars either. But I think they're the better football team. Give me the Jags.
Yeah, give me the Jags. Even though no Travis Hunter, he's going on the IR as well, or was put on the IR. But I still got the Jags today because of the reasons that you said with the Raiders.
Saints and the Rams going at it today. Look, the Rams should win this one on paper really, really easily, obviously. But the Saints play tough. Doesn't matter. Give me the Rams, man. They're going to win big.
Yeah, I got the Rams all day. The Saints are just bad. They're just a bad ball club all around. So give me the Rams in a blowout.
All right, we got the Rams. We both got the Rams. Okay, Chiefs and the Bills going at it today. Look, this is the matchup, right? Like, we all want to see this matchup. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, two guys that are very capable of being the MVP of this league. I got to like the Buffalo Bills at home. I just think that, you know what, this game means a hell of a lot. And I think we're going to see a ton of points. I think the offenses are going to be electric. The Bills' defense is a little shady. If there is an advantage, I do give the Chiefs an advantage because their defense is a lot better. But you got to negotiate Josh Allen, right? So I'm going to take the Bills in a really, really close victory, and they're actually the home dog. So give me the Bills at home.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. They got they're pretty much whole now. Everybody's healthy, that kind of thing. So give me Mahomes on the road.
Seahawks and Commanders. I like the Seahawks. I think, you know, just a lot going on for the Commanders. Not a totally healthy Jaden Daniels. Sammy D, he's solid, man. Tons of weapons. Give me the Seahawks. Who you got?
Yeah, I got the Sea Chickens. Yep, give me the Seahawks all day.
Cardinals and Cowboys on Monday night. I'm going to take the Cowboys, man. I think it could get ugly for the Cardinals with that offense that the Cowboys have.
Yeah, it doesn't look like no Kyler Murray either, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys, as well.
That may not be a bad thing. Jacoby's been pretty solid. We got to take a break. We'll come back.
Yeah,
we always do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yep, I would be Andy Dorf, and obviously just got to thank Robert for making it all possible on the other side. No guests to give credit to, so we appreciate you for making it all possible for us. Smooth show today. Appreciate it as always. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Look, parting shot goes out to the LA Dodgers. It is tough to repeat in any of the major four sports in this country. They have done it. They have an all-star cast. You can say what you want about the LA Dodgers and how they spend their money, but to win in any professional league, you got to make money, you got to spend money, and they're spending money. And my other shout out goes to Yamamoto, that their pitcher, that guy, three times in this World Series, they asked him to come up just firing nails, and he did, and he wins the MVP. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to every Dodger fan and all the players and the organization.
Great World Series, absolutely, man. Fantastic stuff. A seven-game series, it usually means it's pretty damn competitive, and it absolutely was. Look, my parting shot is about the NFL, baby. It's week 9, man, and that means we're more than halfway through the season, which is absolutely crazy in itself. But a lot of teams with a lot of big stuff happening for them, and you got to go out there and you got to make the most of it. And teams like the Bengals, they need a win, man. They need a really, really big win today to keep themselves in the mix. So I'll be intrigued to see how teams that have to win do, and teams that can afford a loss, let's see how they play. But ultimately, you know me, man. Let's go Green Bay, baby. Let's get that victory over the Carolina Panthers, and I'd like to see you do it convincingly. However, I'm okay if you just get a W. For Mike and everybody else, I'm saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
To Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.